Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Taking it up until 2 here on the program.
You look like you didn't like the Jimmy Butler song I picked.
I didn't know what the beginning of it was. Yeah. I do like the Jimmy Butler song.
Ah.
But I did not know that that was how it starts.
You look like you were going to give me the business, dude. There you go with these slow
songs. I thought like a montage was coming or something. I thought like a goal montage or something was dropping in a second, to be honest with you.
Come on, okay. Tobin. Even I knew that was a song.
Of course. You love the goth. Like, you love Jimmy as a goth cowboy.
Handsome.
That is true.
I just want all Jimmy Butler tricks now. Like this is the way.
Mm.
We just need a Jimmy Butler gimmick every single night.
Impersonate a new player every night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What if he starts doing the other team?
What if that would be funny. Starts doing this?
Can you play basketball on a bald cap? Or will they say no?
If anybody could do it, he could.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers, they're back on the ice tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. 7 o'clock, puck drop, 560 WQAM. As Marcos mentioned, the Heat, they won last night. They beat the Hawks 120-111. Jimmy Buckets in 21 minutes had 24 points, 8 of 11 from the field, 6 of 8 from the free throw line.
Hmm.
This was my favorite stat, though, of the preseason. Once again, the Miami Heat had 15 steals.
Oh,
they have had 15 steals in every single preseason game. 60 steals in 4 games? That's impressive.
That is.
And by the way, that's
a lot of steals.
And that's not like all summer league guys either. Like Bam,
everybody just bought into this.
Yeah. That's really cool. That's a really cool thing. So, you know, saw Ice Trey. Saw him yesterday doing his thing. By the way, did you see Duncan Robinson get dunked on?
Ugh.
That's going to be a meme.
Preseason, though.
Yeah, preseason.
Dude, listen. They like to say everybody gets dunked on. But they don't. It don't say preseason when they show that dunk on Twitter.
Nope.
It just says dunked on.
Crazy.
There was a guy yesterday for the Heat, I forgot his name, but he had a negative one plus minus 1 minute and went 0-for-1 from the field.
You're a jerk, dude. Oh. You're a jerk.
Why does he have a job, dude? I just don't understand this.
You are such a bully, man.
I just don't understand this.
You know he's not going to play that much.
Talking about Drew Smith.
You know I'm talking about Drew Smith. This guy had the nerve to text me during 2 Drew Smith deflections the other day.
Drew Smith gave Chris Paul the business.
Oh, get out of here.
He did.
No, Jimmy Butler gave Chris Paul the business.
Oh, my God. You are. I just don't like what people do with him because they're bullying him. You're picking on literally the last guy on the roster. For what? Obviously, the coach likes him. Yes, he cannot score a lick. But you want to know who else couldn't? Justice Winslow, and he was a first-round pick.
Okay, look how that ended, dude.
What?
Look how... Is he still playing basketball?
Is he even playing basketball?
I don't think he is playing basketball. I don't think he is playing basketball. Is Justice Winslow older than Drew Smith? Or still? Or like, how old is Justice Winslow?
Older! 28.
Not much older.
Drew Smith, 26.
Yeah, but he came out early.
Yes.
Man,
just think you're being rude. Like that's all it is.
That's a career we're still trying to figure out what happened, right?
Definitely. Definitely.
I just used to always get annoyed because he used to run down the court like who's the guy? I cook you some delicious bass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What's that movie?
Plays for the Raptors G League. That's where Justice Winslow.
He does.
Raptors 905.
He can't make the Raptors.
What's the name of that movie? It was a stupid movie, but it...
Soul Plane.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh.
I mean, you know, that's how Justice Winslow runs.
Like Napoleon Dynamite?
Like, is it... Go watch Napoleon Dynamite run with his arms to the side. Like, he didn't pump his arm. Yeah! That's how Justice Winslow used to run up and down the court.
Tell you what. Napoleon Dynamite and McLovin. No one has made more money off of one role. Haven't seen.
I mean,
ever.
No, but McLovin, he was kick-ass too, right?
Oh,
not kick-ass,
right.
But the villain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was.
He made a bunch of movies. I ain't seen Napoleon Dynamite and nothing.
Steven Stevens says, Tobin can't tell us not to bully Drew Smith when he bullies Liam Eichenberg.
Exactly, dude.
Way different. Yeah. Way different.
At least
Liam Eichenberg is a star. If Drew Smith was starting every day and he was sticking
up. They like him, though. Just like you said, the Dolphins like Liam Eichenberg. He can play multiple positions.
If Drew Smith was starting every day and
that's right.
And he was stinking up the joint, Marcos could okay, free reign. Go ahead. But you're bullying him. It's not nice.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite was in Blades of Glory.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's right, Daysal. But he didn't do more than Kick-Ass. I mean, he didn't do more movies than McLovin.
Dade South is all over me today, man. He's
clipping all your he's clipping all your stuff.
That's a point.
Point for Twitcher.
Dade South says Tobin should have an F on his hockey sweater for fraud.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Drew Smith? Cam Smith?
What?
Samesies.
Not the same.
Samesies.
This guy's an undrafted. These guys are high draft picks.
Where is Cam Smith?
He's, I think he practiced yesterday.
Look at that. We think he practiced.
I think he practiced.
Lucky us.
Justice Winslow, though, man.
Hey, but it's not his.
What happened?
Wait, it's not Drew Smith's fault, Detroit.
What?
Took his leg.
Oh,
isn't that where he played?
Cleveland.
Where
Cleveland took his leg.
No, Cleveland.
He was bullying him last year, too, before he got hurt.
Oh, my.
This is a 2-year bullying. It's bordering on harassment.
I mean, come on.
Listen.
Who injured you?
Wait, listen, when you go to turn him in for bullying Drew Smith, they're going to handcuff your ass.
No, that's not true.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Come on over, Liam Eichenberg.
You think they're going to run my bully plates?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
While you're here, let me get your license.
Listen, sir, we're going to let you.
License and registration.
I would have let you go on a warning for Eichenberg, but you said something about Jalen Waddle. We're taking you in.
Yep.
How dare you.
Man. I'm sorry, man. I'll take it back, Jalen Waddle.
I mean, now you're sorry because people are clipping you and tagging Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, that's really rude.
What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know.
With these knuckleheads.
Literally.
To tag Jalen Waddle, though?
Do you guys work? Waiting to hear something.
Got a bunch of Scorsese's out there.
Right.
Jalen, you're going to love this. You see this fatso?
Okay.
Said you can't catch no more. Man.
It's the same guys that sent your clips to Sean O'Malley.
Oh, my goodness.
Justice Winslow. A lot of bricks.
Jamal Adams got cut. Him.
I think he asked for his release, though. I think he demanded it.
Same thing. The story is still the. You know what I'm saying?
He's washed, though, right? Like it's.
You think?
I mean, how old is he? I feel like Jamal Adams has been around for a hot minute.
He's built like a damn linebacker.
He's got 2 tackles this year.
Well, he only played 20 plays.
Oh.
Oh no, he's been around for a while. Said 2009 All-Pro.
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Nine All-Pro.
Yeah.
He's been around. Yeah, like he has the fame. But I do love his meme. Isn't Jamal Adams, isn't he the guy who has the locked out of the facility meme? Because his key card didn't work that one day.
Him?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he was drafted in 2017. No way he was a 2009 All-Pro.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what they just...
He wasn't All-Pro.
I mean, it's 2019.
Yeah, it was him who was locked out.
2019.
Oh. That's a funny meme.
That is.
Whenever he tries... There's a funny one from Hard Knocks. There's a funny clip. Like, he tries to get in. I think it's his rookie year they did Hard Knocks. And, like, he goes, beep, beep. And, like, it's locked. So now, like, anytime somebody has a bad game, it's like Jalen Waddle trying to get into the Dolphins facility.
The next day.
Play that
it was. I'm sorry. It was 2019. So he's relatively young then.
Yeah,
he's under 30.
Yeah, I mean, he's relatively young, but you know the shelf life of safeties and cornerbacks.
It's forever.
Just the peak of your prime, though, it's like, this guy's good. He's the best corner in the league. 2 years later, you know, Patrick Peterson is, like, everywhere now at this point. I just kind of feel like that's how it is with cornerbacks.
Yeah, but Patrick Peterson was good for a long time.
Yeah, now he's a journeyman. Darrell Revis had Revis Island for 3 years. Journeyman.
What? Yeah, but they were still paying him huge money.
I think you're shortening Revis's prime window there.
Yep.
Probably was. But he became a Patriot at a certain point, right?
He did.
Not as
he became a hired gun is what he did. Like he did.
Right.
He would go to the doesn't he have 3 rings, Darrell Revis?
Does he?
I think he has 2 with the Patriots and 1 with the Bucks.
Oof. Really let himself go.
What are you doing, dude?
One championship in his career. One championship.
Oh, my bad.
Wow, you gave him 3.
I thought he had 3.
Mm.
He wasn't on the Brady team, or he was done by then?
I guess so.
I thought that was 2014.
They didn't win that year.
My bad. Take a break. Could be something.
Oh.
No, absolutely not.
What?
Why not?
You found, here's what you've done. You found show bits to be able to say whatever the hell you want.
That is not fair.
I'm interested.
Really?
That is not fair. I am accountable.
Could be something, could be nothing, means that you get ready to tell a whopper and
It's not my words. I'm just going to read you the words that it could be something, could be nothing. Okay.
Why would they do that?
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins taking on the Colts. Miami Hurricanes got Louisville. Panthers take on the Canucks tonight. Heat wrap up the preseason tomorrow against the Grizzlies.
It's our next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday is opening night against the Magic. Orlando Magic. Hey. What? What's wrong?
I don't know why this team struggles against the Magic.
I don't know why I always start off against the Magic, but I the Magic got something coming their way. I just hope they know that. Everybody thinks they're a little adorable, like, oh, the Magic are a cute story. Nah, dude, this ain't your state. I'm sorry. I know Paolo Banchero's a moose, and he is a moose, but this ain't going your way, dude. So this could be something. Could be nothing.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something. Could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something.
Why would they do that?
Leroy, are you familiar with Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yes, I am.
Some people refer to him as the Greek Freak.
Yep.
But if you want to be a freak in the sheets, you might want to try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it. And do it, dude.
Yeah.
You want to be getting triple doubles in the bedroom. Let me tell you something. You want to go to BlueChew.com today and use the promo code SHOWPONY. Why, you may ask, Tobin? Because you're going to get your first month of Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. You pay just $5 for shipping, and it's getting shipped right to your door. It's online. No doctor's visits. No pharmacy. Shipped right to your door in a discreet package. So go to BlueChew.com today, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and your first month is free. BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
SHOWPONY.
Why would they do that? What's going on in Utah?
It could be something, could be nothing.
What is the meaning of it, Watson? What is the object of this?
Could be something, could be nothing.
Why would they do that?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. How do you get in the Blue Chew read, Leroy? Ran out of time.
Thank you for confusing us.
Well, sorry. But Giannis really did say something.
Sometimes I get caught off guard.
Giannis really did say something. Could be something, could be nothing.
Let's play the music again. I want to hear it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo was asked, talking about the season coming on up, speaking with the Athletic's Sam Amick, and said he might get traded.
Giannis said that he might get traded.
He says, do you have it in the back of your mind, like, what if this year doesn't go well? Yeah, if we don't win a championship, I might get traded. This is the job we live. This is the world we're living in. It's everybody, said Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He was just keeping it real. But here's where our guy starts cranking it up. Hell. You know you heard that, and you're like,
look, I'm focused on this year, and I like my team.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Well, it's news. It's news.
Is it?
And it's interesting that Giannis.
But you didn't put it in the text that it needed to be. He goes, hell, if we don't win, I could get traded.
Yeah, but be real about it, dude. No, you're not. Because first of all, you've won a championship. And second of all, you don't bring it up unless you're going to make the step. I mean, everybody, all they talked about last summer, Giannis going to sign the extension? Is Giannis going to sign the extension? Oh, we got your team.
Did he sign it?
He did.
Okay, so.
So why all of a sudden is he now talking the T
he
word?
He didn't say it like that.
Oh, dude, you don't even say.
See?
This here guy, all of a sudden. All of a sudden, he wants to start mentioning the possibilities of transfer. All of a sudden. Yeah, I don't think Milwaukee was thinking. If you get, let me tell you something, Giannis. You could go out there, you could take a poop on the court, and they ain't trading you unless you want to be traded. So why you bring it up if it's not on your mind that you want to get traded?
My goodness. You manipulate
everything. Very interesting, Leroy.
No, it's not.
It's kind of interesting.
Not very interesting.
I don't know. Why say it?
I love the way Sedona just walks in there like nobody's in there but him.
What are they trying to connect to the arena?
This would not happen. Two to six, Sedano? I'm just saying.
He did call him Sedano.
That's offensive. Sedano is way more handsome.
Solana.
I don't think you got it right yet.
Solana.
Yeah, there you go.
Solandria.
What do they got? A Panthers broadcast today?
They do indeed. And they are showing how to connect to the arena. We got Brittany here still. She hasn't left us yet.
He's training her?
Did he just move your camera?
He's doing things, guys. He's just trying to work.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking off his back. He's just working.
I'll tell you who else is working.
Waiting for him to leave so I can badmouth him.
I'll tell you who else is working.
Who?
Giannis. This dude's working double overtime to boot scoot boogie out of Milwaukee.
Stop.
So what are you saying? Where do you think
of all the way,
huh?
Let's just revisit this so we calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Think of all of the players in the last, I'll just go 5 years.
Right.
That you've gotten all worked up for to come here. Remember Kawhi?
Oh, man.
He was at Chipotle.
That was a good time.
He wasn't at Chipotle.
That was a good time.
Wait. Who else? Bradley Beal.
Oh, sick of him.
Dame.
Oh, never wanted him.
Who else? There was more.
Kevin Durant, multiple times.
Kevin Durant. Remember, you even talk about the Garden Gnome.
Trae Young?
Trae Young last year.
July sports talk. You got to give me a pass.
Remember his workout videos, dude? What was that?
Wait, there's more, dude. Who else?
Well, I mean, this could be something that could be done.
Wait, you put Ant-Man, you said let's just put it on the back burner for right now.
Oh, we're keeping an eye on it. We're keeping an eye.
Right?
I'm glad you mentioned this, though.
Wait, no, don't put this on me.
I'm glad you mentioned it, because
that's his way out.
Did you guys see De'Aaron Fox not signing the extension in Sacramento?
Whoa.
And he wants to go and be like, because I want a bigger deal next year.
And I'm not disgruntled playing with the Kings.
Oh, sure, dude.
Maybe, but pretty stacked East to try and play for all NBA, Foxy. Mm. You just did it a couple years ago, but you guys kind of took a step back last year. And now you guys want to play for the all NBA? Or, just hear me out on this. I don't know De'Aaron Fox as an individual. Like, I don't know him as a guy. But do you think that he's a little sick of the Sabonis talk in Sacramento? Sabonis this, Sabonis that.
Hey, add this to the list.
And
just add it to the list.
Think about this, Leroy.
I'm trying not to.
Think about this. Do you happen to know who De'Aaron Fox's agent is?
Who?
Bam's agent?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's actually Rich Paul.
Oh.
And funny enough, we're on the cusp of a year where the Miami Heat and Rich Paul have mended fences a little bit.
Oh.
Alec Burks is on the Miami Heat.
Look at that.
He's a clutch client. And do you want to know who put the uniform deal together?
Except without all that facial hair.
Didn't you notice, Jennifer? Jennifer, you noticed things. Jennifer, did you notice that when the Heat put out their Robin Hood press release, did you notice that they said, also assisted by the Clutch Sports Agency?
Assisted by?
Really? So, uniform deal, help with Clutch, Clutch clients, and now what the Fox say?
Whoa!
Jesus Christ!
The Fox say, get me out of Sacramento because what you guys just...
What are you doing?
Hold on, dude. Let me just finish.
Please
stop. My God.
While you're ahead.
Marcos.
Yes.
Do you want to know one more thing about De'Aaron Fox?
Oh, please.
Leroy, do you want to know one more thing about De'Aaron Fox?
I don't.
Jennifer. You want to know one more thing interesting about De'Aaron Fox?
Honestly, I can't wait to hear it.
I'll tell you. But first, I'm going to need a caller. 305-567-0560. I'll tell you one more thing about De'Aaron Fox.
Please call. Quickly.
But first, you got to call 305-567-0560. Then and only then can I tell you one last thing about De'Aaron Fox. Because we got a lot of balls in the air. Now, mind you, I don't want any of these guys because I'm happy with my team. And we're going to win the championship. Jimmy Butler having more fun than ever. Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, great backcourt, Bam shooting threes, Nikola Jovic is going to be the most improved player in the league. But look, I'll tell you one more thing about De'Aaron Fox and why it may be interesting to the Miami Heat. But I need a caller, 305-567-0560. Then and only then.
Things, right? You're milking.
No. I'm not milking anything. I swear. I'm not milking anything. Hold on. We have a caller.
Please.
Hey, 560. What's your name?
Josh Alvarez.
Hey, Josh. It's Tobin. How are you, buddy?
First and last.
Very good, man. Great to talk to you guys.
It's great to talk to you. And let me ask you something. You want to know something about De'Aaron Fox?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me, please.
Well, let me just ask you a question, Joshua Alvarez.
Oh, wow.
Do you know
twice
who happened to be a groomsman at his wedding?
Do you know who happened to be a teammate of his in college?
I do, Josh. And that happens to be the same person.
Who is this?
That happens to be the same person you said, Josh.
The same person.
Wait, he got you.
He does.
He got you with you.
Which I like. I like getting strung along, too. All right, Josh, thank you.
He just got the goosies.
Wow.
What is going on? Wait,
can I have the answer, please?
Say it.
The fact that he got you back before you could get him.
That's good.
He hit you with another one.
That's pretty good.
That was class right there.
That's an inside man, though. I know Tobin sent him.
I didn't send him. Definitely. I don't know that guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know that guy.
Yeah, of course.
Just because why? Because we're on the same
one. Why would he leave out?
Why
would he put his last name out like that?
Interesting.
Quickly?
I don't know.
So trusting.
Why did you call him Joshua?
Very trusting.
He said Josh.
Well, I was just reading his caller ID.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
The same name. 560, your name. What's your name?
Another one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's your name?
It's a little Chico Pitbull.
Hey, little Chico Pitbull.
305.
Thank you for naming your stadium at FIU. Yeah.
Really nice of you.
No problem.
What do you think about the idea? Oh, he's gone.
No.
He's busy. He's a rock star.
He is.
560, you're on the air. What's your name?
He did say Dally.
Yes.
Bro, do you know Sonny and Zach just countered their stat, and they just told me the last time a Dolphin tight end scored a touchdown was 2022.
I actually knew that, though.
We're never going to What's going on it, here? By the way.
You want to know how I know that?
Huh?
Because I've been betting on Dolphins tight ends anytime touchdown for the last 2 years, and it's never paid off. Never paid off. I didn't need stats to know that. I can look at my Hard Rock account.
No, but wait. You went, like, so they haven't scored a touchdown since 2022, and you picked the third tight end to score.
Because they're dead. Well, he's technically the starting tight end. Like, he plays the most. Mm. Just never catches. It's a rhinoceros.
Joe Rose caught a touchdown?
But Leroy.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox, sick of Sabonis. Allegedly. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Clutch in the Heat, mending fences.
Yep.
Groomsman and former teammate and best friend, maybe.
What?
I don't know, best. I mean, very good friend.
Close.
Bam. Adebayo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Could be something.
A groomsman?
Could be nothing.
Damn.
Groomsman's not nothing.
No, that's not nothing.
Not nothing.
That's not nothing.
That's not just an invite.
Close. Close. Close, close.
Why would they do that?
Just something to keep an eye on. Wow. Just a little fodder before the season. Just
a little fox fodder.
Because what the fox say?
Okay.
Please stop saying that.
Whoa.
Bim, 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 bim. What the fox say?
This is so scary.
Dude. Robbie somewhere.
Why?
Sweating.
You messing with the boy's emotions right now. like the boy, I see all the lights blinking behind.
I'm so scared.
All the lights getting nervous behind Frog Boy. They just look, everything's blinking back there.
Anyway, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen.
Just a thought.
Could be something, could be nothing.
I would say it could be nothing.
Perhaps.
But the thing is Bam is so friendly with everybody that you could do this every week.
Yeah, but groomsman, dude.
He was. Wait, why? I'm surprised you ain't picked nobody from the Olympic team.
Well, we did Ant, you know, very close. But just, this was in the news this week. Just figured I'd bring it up.
Right.
Just something to take you into a Friday with, you know?
Keep an eye on it.
Just keep an eye on it.
Just keep an eye.
Got the Cats. Taking on the Canucks. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
It is on... Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Are you not amazed?
I guess pump fake. Got dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for three. Yes!
Hope you mother have a good day.